Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBCLearningEnglish.com. In entertainment today, we step into the dynamic world of contemporary dance. We hear parts of an interview with two of the world's leading dancers, Sylvie Guillaume and Akram Khan. We meet them backstage at the Sadler's Wells Theatre in London. They talk about dancing together in a new show called Sacred Monsters. The piece is a duet, a dance for two performers, accompanied by a live band. And watch out, Sacred Monsters is about to go on a worldwide tour. As we'll hear, the show is an exciting challenge for both dancers, who trained in very different styles of classical dance. Sylvie Guillaume is a ballet dancer, a ballerina. She caused a sensation at the Paris Opera when, at the age of just 19, she was promoted to the role of star dancer by her teacher, Rudolf Nureyev. She then caused a storm of outrage in her native France when, just 6 years later, she left the Paris Opera and joined the Royal Ballet in London. Akram Khan was born in the UK and is of Bangladeshi origin. From a young age, he was trained in the Kathak style of dancing, the classical style of North India, and he is now one of the most innovative modern dancers working in Britain. First, here's Sylvie Guillaume talking about why she was drawn towards contemporary dance and away from the classical repertoire, the complete range of ballet works. As you listen, try to catch the expression she uses to refer to the fact that she began performing classical ballet roles when she was a very young dancer.
I already decided for a long time not to dance a lot of roles from the repertoire, because I started classical very young and I had time to do all of the repertoire and many, many, many times. So I was bored on stage and I was really asking myself, but what am I doing here? Because there was a lack of weight in what I was doing, and then it was only physical, and so I was not interested by that anymore. I spent some time doing that. Now I want to spend some time doing something else.
Did you catch it? Sylvie Guillaume says, I was born on stage. Listen again and notice the expressions to spend time doing something and a lack of weight. Sylvie says she was drawn towards contemporary dance because she felt there was a lack of weight in her classical ballet. In English, if we say something is weighty, we mean it is serious or important.
I already decided for a long time not to dance a lot of roles from the repertoire, because I started classical very young and I had time to do all of the repertoire and many, many, many times. So I was bored on stage and I was really asking myself, but what am I doing here? Because there was a lack of weight in what I was doing, and then it was only physical, and so I was not interested by that anymore. I spent some time doing that. Now I want to spend some time doing something else.
Sylvie Guillaume and Akram Khan have very different bodies. Sylvie is famously tall with very long limbs, and Akram Khan is smaller and stronger. Here's Akram talking about how his body remembers the very many complicated moves in the show Sacred Monsters. He says it's his muscle memory at work as well as his mind. And the dancers have to be sensitive to each other's movements so the piece does not become too mechanical, as if it were being performed by machines.
I think it's the muscle memory, but your mind is also working. If it's not working, then the piece doesn't live. It becomes mechanical. And so we're constantly thinking, always adjusting and negotiating with each other. If it's too perfect, or if it's mechanical, then it doesn't live. And so the piece has to live.
So the dancers are constantly adjusting and negotiating with each other. They make small changes and they work around each other successfully. Now here's a list of the language we focused on in the programme today. Duet. Repertoire. To be born doing something. to spend time doing something. Weighty. Muscle memory. Mechanical. Adjusting. Negotiating. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.